Reporting live from today's lesson, WUSCS, United States Court System. This is the Honorable Professor Lee Young. Order in the court. The highest court in the land is the United States Supreme Court, which basically meets in Washington, D.C. The Supreme Court is mainly an appeals court. And students, today we're going to learn a little bit about judicial review. The Supreme Court, even though it's mainly an appeals court, it reviews cases that have been tried in lower courts. That is what is so famous about the United States court system. Remember, we've learned the dual court system. You have the federal court system and your state court system. And the highest court is always the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, our Constitution does not give the Supreme Court maybe as much leeway as you think. But one thing that it does do is it does give the Supreme Court the original jurisdiction in three types of cases. And most of the time, the Supreme Court is thought of as the appeals court. But the original jurisdiction has three things. The Supreme Court tries cases that involves diplomatic representation of other countries. That's the first one. And then the second one is that the court tries cases involving diplomatic representatives, as well as it has jurisdictions in cases between states. For example, if the Supreme Court, in which they have done, once settled a dispute between Arizona and California over the use of the water from the Colorado River Basin. And then the third thing that the Supreme Court does is it always hears cases, or it can hear cases involving a state and federal government dispute. Now, one of the big things that we think of today with the Supreme Court is that it holds basically the ultimate authority to make the decision of whether something in the Constitution, if the law conflicts it or not. If a court decides that a law conflicts with the Constitution, then that law is declared unconstitutional. What's really fascinating about the Supreme Court is that basically there's over 7,000 cases that are filed with the Supreme Court in any given year. And yet, the Supreme Court may decide, with or without a formal written opinion, probably no more than 130 to 150 of these cases. And it accepts only those cases that generally deal with important constitutional or national questions. At least 4 of the 9 justices must vote to hear a case. If the Supreme Court refuses to review a case, the decision of the lower court remains in effect, and therefore then the court may also reprimand or remand or return a case to a lower court for a new trial. And then the Supreme Court no longer, you have to worry about them. They are not going to be listening to it, but the lower court that had it before has to come up with a new trial for that case. What's really important about the Supreme Court, too, is to remember that over all the years, laws that have been passed that have been later considered maybe unconstitutional. Laws about segregation or discrimination are good examples. And those kind of laws have to be changed. Well, the answer lies with that unique feature that the U.S. court system calls the power of judicial review. And that power means it allows the courts to decide whether a law or presidential action is in agreement with the Constitution. Again, the Supreme Court holds that ultimate authority. So, one of the cases that has absolutely been impacting our country and continues to impact our country was the case of the 1954 Brown versus the Board of Education. That case really was the Supreme Court decision that allowed, basically, the court decided in the case of Brown versus the Board of Education that the segregation of public schools was unconstitutional. Up to that point, no one had really defied that separate but equal was not equal. It started with the NAACP, and you will be hearing about that in a podcast that we're going to be listening to in a few minutes. Now, what we're going to do today in the lessons is I'm going to give you a handout, and I will need you to answer the questions. First, read the questions, and then we will be listening to another podcast that tells the history between basically the case about Brown versus the Board of Education. After that, you'll need to answer all these questions individually. And I want you to start thinking about the research of Supreme Court cases And then you will have the opportunity to create your own podcast in which you will do a 2-minute podcast on teaching what you learn about the court case that you pick that has been landmark. But for now, let's first listen to a U.S. court system podcast on Brown versus the Board of Education. And then we will have our handout.